Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And a swing and a long drive to right field for Harper, sending Nimmo back to the warning track, to the wall, and it's gone! Bryce Harper with a soaring fly ball deep into the night, his 23rd of the year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bryce Harper got a 10-year, $300 million offer from the Nationals, if I remember correctly, but he's no longer hitting home runs for them. In fact, he's still waiting for a new team. One of his long shots, deep shots, on the Nationals radio network with Dave Jagler. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Bob Nightingale, MLB Network insider, USA Today reporter extraordinaire, who's been on the front lines of all of this MLB free agency stuff. And Bob, it's good to talk to you. Thank you. The last report I saw from you, and I use this on my show Sunday, was the Padres had an offer to Machado between $240 and $280 million. So what changed before this deal got done on Tuesday morning?
I think Manny Machado and his agent pretty much said, we're not signing for anything under $300. We want $300. The White Sox went way up. Started up at $175. They ended up at $250. They moved about $50 million just in the last few days. And that still wasn't good enough. You know, I don't think Manny Machado wanted to go to San Diego, but many talks. And, now he can be kind of the face of that franchise.
So then when it comes to the San Diego piece, great, they gave him the money. How badly then did he not want to go to Chicago if they had a higher offer on the table?
Well, they really didn't. It was $300 million over 10 years. The White Sox offer was $250 over eight. And the White Sox would say, well, it's more higher, annual average salary. And we had two option years that would have kicked in under 70. But it wasn't guaranteed. So, really the Padres offer, it was the highest offer.
What is the purpose of the opt-out, Bob, after 5 years? He gets the $300 million, so then why the opt-out?
I think just in case he doesn't like it. I mean, it's a long way from home. I don't think he was crazy about being in L.A., living in Miami, even Eric Cosby's from Miami. Since the downfall is the three-hour time change. So, your family is asleep by the time you start playing games. So, maybe 5 years, he's still a very productive player, gets the market again, and can find someplace closer to home.
Oh, good. We get to go through this again in a few years. That'll be great.
Right.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today has been all over the breaking news as it pertains to Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, too, of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What is the latest then with Harper?
So now it's a, it's kind of a stare-down contest between Harper and the Phillies. The Giants are hanging in there. They're more interested in a short-term contract. And that's it. I mean, the Padres are now out. They're not interested in Harper. The White Sox are out of Harper. Yankees were never in. So it's just, two teams and, primarily one. John Moulton, the owner, has, pledged they want to spend a lot of money. They made some, nice moves. I think Harper's looking for, a contract bigger than Machado. And I'm not sure he's going to get it. He may get more per year. We'll see if the Phillies blink and give him more than $300.
What do you think is more important to Scott Boras, Bryce Harper, that camp, the years or the money?
Well, I think he'd like to break, both. And I'm not sure that's possible. So it may be, the record right now is Zach Greinke at $34.3 million a year. So maybe he gets $35, $36 million a year at a shorter term, five, six, 7 years, that sort of thing. I'm not, I think the Phillies are kind of thinking they're, going against themselves. We'll probably get the White Sox out for a while and, kind of hesitant to, go all in like that.
Well, that certainly makes sense. If there are no other teams out there willing to offer, let's say, even just Machado money, Machado's contract, well, then why would they increase their offer?
Yeah, exactly. I think just because, you know, since they were so aggressive in you know, talking about this winner, I think people in Philadelphia will consider a failure if they don't come up with Harper, you know, especially not getting Machado. So, you know, they know it's a perfect fit. He'll sell tickets and everything else. So I think they might be a little embarrassed if they come away, you know, empty-handed without the two biggest stars. So, you know, that's where it becomes the stare-down. I mean, last year it happened with the Boston Red Sox and J.D. Martinez. Eventually Martinez took the Red Sox offer. You know, we'll see what happens this time around.
Okay, so then if it's not the Phillies, where would Harper turn next?
Well, the Giants, you know, are interested in a shorter-term contract. You know, I'm not sure if he wants to go to the Bay Area. It's close to home, but, you know, the team's, you know, away ways from winning. Bruce Bochy's retiring after this year. The other team is his old team, the Nationals, but they say that offer is long gone. You know, they offered $300 million over 10 years in September. They've spent $200 million since, and have kind of gone their merry way. So I don't think they would circle back and change their mind since they've already committed so much money to other players.
Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but isn't the 10 years, $300 million what the Nationals offered Bryce Harper before the end of last season?
Exactly. This one, what Machado got, not deferred, you know, not one penny. Nationals offer was slightly deferred. I mean, it was about $284. But, yeah, and that's the thing. I think that'd be a little embarrassing to sign a deal less than that since you turned that down about 4 or 5 months ago now.
So what does that tell you about the free agent market, Bob, as you've been covering over the last several months?
Well, it's kind of a copycat league. So people say, you know what, they don't need to give long-term contracts out. They don't always work. You know, some go blowing up in our face. And so everybody's kind of thinking the same thing as far as analytics, not wanting to give a player a long-term contract, you know, past the age of 30. And so that's the thing. And the price tag's so high. You just have so many teams I've been bothering to jump in. In fact, the Padres weren't jumping in on Harper either until they realized the offers were a lot lower than they thought. So then they, you know, dipped into the free agent pool.
Bob Nightingale spending a few minutes with us here from USA Today and Arizona, where he's covering spring training. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I know these are the two big names that we've been waiting on and still, of course, waiting on Harper. But what about Dallas Keuchel? What about Craig Kimbrell? Two recent World Series champs that are still unsigned.
Yeah, I mean, the Cincinnati Reds were interested in Keuchel at one time. They backed off. You know, I think he'd go back to Houston. I'm not sure he wants to. You know, I'm not sure where he ends up. You know, Philadelphia's a possibility. Same agent as Harper, Scott Boras. And Kimbrell, you know, I think he's going to end up with Atlanta Braves. Atlanta Braves have kind of sat back and said, we don't have that kind of money you're looking for. But, you know, maybe he falls back into their lap. You know, originally he wanted a six-year deal for over $100 million. And just, you know, there's nobody out there trying to give that getting that kind of money. So, you know, I think he might end up just signing a 1 year, 2 year deal and won't be with Boston.
We've heard from more players than I ever remember voicing their concerns, displeasure with the way this free agent market has played out again over the last couple of months. What's your reaction to what you've heard from the members of the union?
Well, they're very upset. And I haven't heard, this kind of disgruntlement, Amy, since, you know, maybe the strike days, 94, 95. So players are upset because there's so much money in the game now. The TV contracts are huge. You know, the national network, you know, just went up $5 billion. And so the players are saying, where's that money going? You know, why are the prices being rolled back? You know, how come you're giving out, you know, $250, $275 million to A-Rod, you know, 10, 15 years ago? And now you're not, you know, you're really doing that. You know, we saw acceptance today with Machado. So that's where it is. It's just their question is, where's the money going? And how come not all 30 teams are trying to win here?
So what's the answer, Bob?
Well, I think with the next collective bargaining agreement, they're going to have to do something to make this not so much a luxury cap. And maybe say, you know what? If you guys aren't going to spend money on the luxury tax, let's have a luxury floor and have a, you know, teams have to spend at least $120 million or so to make sure that everybody's closer in payroll. It may be kind of, you know, desensitized as far as the wins, as far as, you know, right now, so many teams are not trying to win, and so they get the number one draft pick. So what the union proposes is, well, if you lose 90 games back-to-back seasons, your draft status drops 10 spots. If you drop, you know, 90 games 3 years in a row, it drops 15 spots. So maybe do that just to try to encourage more teams to win, you know, instead of just sitting back and waiting for high picks.
Mm. As someone who's covered the game for a long time, do you believe that this idea of tanking and, you know, not trying to win so that you can get higher draft picks is a legitimate problem in the sport?
I think it is in baseball. I think what happened was it worked with the Houston Astros. It worked with the Chicago Cubs. It's not going to work for everybody. Too many teams are trying it in baseball. You know, it's a, you know, such a, you never know when you draft these young guys in the first round, whether they're going to make it, become all-stars, or, you know, be out of baseball before they even make the major leagues. And so, you know, it's a huge gamble for these teams doing it. But I think the problem is, you know, more and more teams are doing it, and more fans are accepting it. And that's really a concern to the union.
Mm. Yeah, right. It's no guarantees, but it definitely has worked for a couple of teams to the highest of highs in the last few years. You can find Bob on Twitter at Bob or B Nightingale, excuse me. He covers Major League Baseball for USA Today, and he's also an MLB Network insider and has been the first to give you the latest on this free agent market. Bob, it's great to catch a couple of minutes with you. Thanks so much.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.